The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. Breaking news from Newfoundland and Labrador. There have been several explosions and an out-of-control fire at a Canadian Forces base in Happy Valley, Goose Bay. There's a state of emergency and residents have been evacuated. Heidi Adder is in Happy Valley, Goose Bay with this update.
The town is on edge right now. The fire started about 6:37 this evening, and so far a former ceramic shop has been engulfed by the flames, but a large former airport control tower has absolutely burned, and nearby hangars have explosive material. Now, that is what caused the RCMP to evacuate all nearby people in the local community, but the surrounding neighborhoods are on edge as they wait to see if they're going to need to evacuate as well. Now, there is explosive material in those hangars, and we know there have been several explosions so far, and more are expected. A number of volunteers are out working on this blaze, but currently there are still large plumes of orange smoke rising above the town of Happy Valley, Goose Bay, and the entire town is waiting to see if there's going to be more evacuations or if this large blaze may soon be able to come under control.
The CBC's Heidi Adder in Happy Valley, Goose Bay, Newfoundland and Labrador. Near Baghdad, reports say a blast has hit a military base south of the city. At least one person is dead. The facility is used by militant groups that are aligned with Iran. The U.S. and Israel deny any involvement. This comes a day after drone strikes were reported in western Iran. Diplomats around the world continue to urge restraint in that tit-for-tat exchange between Iran and Israel. But as Sasha Petrasek reports, containing simmering tensions in the region will require a great deal of follow-up work.
The loudest reaction from Iran was on the streets of the capital, the kind of anti-Israel protest that's not uncommon here, but there were no calls for revenge from Iran's leaders, and that left world leaders to guess whether the crisis had passed. No one knows, says Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken had much less to say.
The United States has not been involved in any offensive operations.
Security analyst Mark Kansian calls it a minimalist compromise move by Israel.
Make a point that if the Iranians strike Israel again, Israel can strike them.
But the danger isn't over, says analyst Aaron David Miller.
The real problem now is that the strategic competition between Iran and Israel is going to continue.
The conflict may move back into the shadows, but the prospect of all-out fighting remains. Sasha Petrasek, CBC News, Washington.
Back in this country, efforts to rescue an orca calf are again on hold. The animal devoured as much as 18 kilograms of seal meat dropped in the water by members of the Nuchatlet First Nation. The calf has been trapped in a lagoon on Vancouver Island for 4 weeks. Her mother got beached at low tide and died. A golden retriever named Stella is now part of legal history in BC. This follows a court decision based on new laws that recognize that pets are more than just property. Karen Larson has the details.
The ruling stems from a claim filed in BC Supreme Court in New Westminster by a woman seeking exclusive custody of Stella the dog after she and her boyfriend broke up last year. But in his decision, the judge ordered that custody be split 50-50 between the exes on a week-by-week basis. According to animal law lawyer V. Victoria Schroff, the decision is a milestone because it was based on new legislation.
Just any time an upper court starts to acknowledge the fact that animals are part of the family, they are our furry family members. It means that they have an elevated status above that of a toaster.
In his ruling, the judge said it was clear the now estranged couple both love the dog, as evidenced by the money and effort they put into the legal proceedings. Karen Larson, CBC News, Vancouver.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.